Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and hope you all had a good, happy Thanksgiving. And we got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
We're only going to do half an hour tonight because the news is not all that great. A lot of it you've heard before, but I wanted to start with flying humanoid. I'm just going to read part of this. This is an eyewitness. He says, suddenly we could hear a noise sounding like a huge flapping sound, like you hear with a sail on a sailboat. We both looked down the street and could see a figure emerge just above the pine tree tops, probably about 50 feet high, a huge winged creature, probably about 7 feet in length with a wingspan of around 12 feet. And, of course, it would be hard to gauge that. He said hard to tell because of the distance. It was flying quite fast. A bit faster than any bird. It flew directly over us, and its wings flapped over the driveway with a force strong enough to actually kick up the dust that surrounded us. It disappeared over the top of the house and scared us. I'm not going to use the word they used. That sounds very much like what Darnett saw one time.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking, matter of fact, recalling what, you know, experience she had had in Oklahoma with that winged creature and how that it was very, very similar to the of course, she's not here right now, but it was tall and had those wings. And oddly enough, she said, and she was sitting in the car with the door open and looking at it, and it was just a little bit away from the car, but when it left, it swooshed, and it even shook the car. So the wing movement does have an effect, like they're reporting on that, you know, what you just read.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, folks, we're going to see a whole lot more, and I don't want to get into a lot of it because we did shorten the show because it's Thanksgiving. But also black-eyed children are being seen, and, of course, in Wisconsin. We have numerous reports of Bigfoot sightings, Wolfman sightings, and coyote-type creatures walking on their hind legs. And it's just amazing what we're seeing. And I just happened to look at collection of pictures taken by these deer hunting cameras, field cameras that you can put up on a tree or something and catch. And you'll see some really kind of strange creatures. They even had a deer walking on two legs. And you can clearly see that it's a deer. And they also had a, I don't know, it was a grizzly or a black bear. It doesn't almost looks more like a Bigfoot walking on its hind legs. So evidently, something is going on within these animals, and they're more or less walking like we do. And I thought that was kind of strange. But anyway.
Yeah, Stuart.
Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to comment on what you just said and tell people that they might keep an ear inclined towards Night Shadows next week because if everything
yep.
goes well, we may have that new author of the Relics book coming out of Oklahoma on an interview. And he's got a lot of research and has dug into a lot of the Bigfoot activity. So he may be very, very interesting.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of strange stuff that's going on. Here's a report. She didn't really see the eyes, but in the middle of the cul-de-sac, this is in the evening, in the dark, there's this little girl, maybe 4 or 5, riding an old metal tricycle in a circle. Tricycle was making this constant squeak, squeak sound, so that it itself was pretty creepy. There was something off about it. The way she was riding the tricycle just didn't seem right. My husband and I both remember her being under some kind of a light, but there was no street light where she was at. Anyway, the husband said, we have to get out of here, get spooked. Other people have had those kind of incidences, and I think we're just going to see a lot more of it. So prepare yourselves, I guess. I want to read a couple of headlines here, Larry. Now, this is about Charlie Victor. New super strain warning. World Health Organization spooked. They call it B1.1.529. Well, that just happens to add up to 666, 1 plus 1 plus 5 plus 2 plus 9. It's also got a buried 911 code within it. Anyway, they're saying that this will evade immunity. So here they are, the spook factor once again. And here are a couple of headlines, more than a couple, but I just grabbed this from the various ones online. Super variant puts Southern Africa at risk of global shutdown. From discovery to global panic in 48 hours. Emerged in an HIV patient. Well, what does this Charlie Victor jab do to you? It gives you a form of AIDS. It's not AIDS. It just destroys your immune system. Worst ever mutation, spreading rapidly among the young. USA to restrict travel from 8 countries. Belgium confirms case. Israel emergency after detecting. Christmas lockdown fears. Another shot. Europe surge highlights the warnings. Netherlands, new curbs to avoid healthcare breakdown. German military airlifting patients. Ireland considering restarting mandatory quarantines. Tensions emerge over redefining fully vaxxed. See what's going on, folks? Flood of cases, unimaginable strain in Michigan. Also same in Minnesota. CDC director lauded success of China's really strict policies. They're getting you conditioned for what they do in China. And your life is not worth anything to these people. They are satanically controlled, and Satan is about ready to set up his new kingdom here. And just exactly how far he gets before the Lord says, that's enough, we don't really know. Then there's another one. They gave it a name. Now, remember what the number added up to, 666. That's not accidental. They're mocking the people of the world, and they're laughing at the people of the world. Omicron is what they call it. Well, think about that. Omicron. It's O-micron. What's a micron? 1/1,000th. Nanobot, they're telling you all this stuff. New travel ban, vax resistance, global alarm, World Health Organization emergency meet. And then Biden imposes a new travel ban as the World Health Organization meets over a new COVID strain. What do you think, Larry?
Well, it's pretty interesting. I was downtown today and saw a guy with a white pickup, and on the side of his white pickup in big black letters, it said, Biden FEMA camps coming. And I kind of had to laugh because he really is warning people. And oddly enough, though, this on Getter today, I was posting my blog on Getter today, and there was numerous reports coming out of Africa saying that they have found in Africa, the researchers that, and it, this is not from the World Health Group, this is from the doctors, they have found that all of those in the hospitals from this new variant are the vaxxed.
Yes. Here's a Roman Catholic father. People really should look him up. It's Alexis Bagnolo, I guess, says, 2 billion dead in the next year. Are you ready? Is the headline. Here's a good one from Fosse. Tucker Carlson, Peter Navarro, killing people with COVID lies. This is what the communists do. If you're telling the truth, you're the liar. They lie and they claim it's the truth. So that's what's going. It's just like Bible prophecy said, folks, the big reversal. The lie becomes the truth becomes the lie. And people evidently are so apostate, they don't know what's really going on. And then he says, I do what sciences drive you to do. Well, the science they use is New World Order junk science. And it's been easily proved over and over and over again. They don't have any choice. They have to shut this censorship. They really got to censor now. They're going to have to really go after people. And here's just another headline, Larry. A judge stands up to a hospital. Step aside. Give this dying man ivermectin. This is how far this has gone. And this is how far these hospitals have become death camps. And you go into a hospital, you're going to be lucky if you come out. COVID how do I word this? They just magnify it for panic. They magnify it for fear. And this is just in time, if you recall the timing of all this, for the jab, for the booster. Now, why would they be doing that? And the timing, by the way, is very interesting when you talk about Sherry Tenpenny and Kerry and all these others, doctors that have been warning everyone. They warned when this began. When they begin to find out what it was, that within 4 to 6, 7 months, people would really start dropping over. Well, here we are. Here we are, basically. And they've got to come up with some sort of excuse as to why the people are suddenly dying en masse. Well, guess what it is? What I just read you. That's what it is. This new Omicron. So now the other headline says new travel bans, vax resistant, global alarm, et cetera, et cetera. See how the fear mongering is going? Just it worked before, so they're not going to change it. And we have Charlie Victor in Minnesota. National Guard arrives as hospitals are overrun with Charlie Victor cases. Also in Michigan, Wisconsin, cases ramping up as well. Well, we're moving into the cold weather and the flu season. What do you think, Larry? Tell you what.
Oh, I think if you go into the hospital anymore in America, basically, you can go in with sinus problems because of the ragweed and goldenrod that's in the air and the changes of the weather, and it'll be COVID. I mean, almost anything you do will be COVID. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah. Yep. And it's going to continue because they're not going to change the script. Babies and toddlers, I think I read this on the last show, should have the Charlie Victor jab available by the spring of 2022. Then here's another headline as a warning to everybody. Get ready for the mRNA flu jab. So they're putting it in the flu jab. Anyway, here's a real shocker. The former vice president of the World Health Organization European Advisory Group says the unjabbed are not dangerous. It is the jabbed who are the danger to others and should be quarantined over the winter months. Well, they're going to reverse that because we're living in a reversal. Anyway, it goes on and on and on and on. And now Fauci, of course, is saying that all adults have to get the boosters. And Fauci says the new variant is not in the USA yet, but it's closed down, as we said, 8 countries so far. They can't come in here. So you can see where this is going to go. It's going to be a worldwide total shutdown. They're running out of time. They have to get this thing done, and it's right on schedule. They are working on a script. Anyway, war talk, Larry. What in the world is going on? I got a bunch of headlines here. Scary stuff. What's your latest?
Well, my latest, actually, I had a conversation today with someone that gleans information from Ukraine, and the reports that seem to be coming in from that region is that the Ukrainians have been told that, and the intel seems to indicate that Putin is going after the Ukraine in the first or second week of January, that basically the mobilizations and the circling of Ukraine by Russian forces, and by the way, Russia just began to fly Russian aircraft inside Belarus now, up against the NATO border, and that's a volatile hot spot. It looks like, especially down around Crimea and that region, that this thing's going to get ready to go. But if the intel's correct coming out that I was receiving, not till after Christmas because of certain reasons. And that would be odd because by the second or the first or second week in January, Stuart, the New World Order people would almost have the whole world locked down because of your Charlie Victor, whatever it is, and they could have their big war.
Got to have their war, folks. Doesn't look like anything's going to slow down. Just remember, we are in the Schmitter year, the year of great change, and then we enter the 70th week of Daniel, from what everything I can glean. So anytime between now and next September, all kinds of weird things are going to start happening. Anyway, here are some headlines, just to interrupt anywhere. Two Russian strategic bombers make flight near Nebraska, Alaska. They're probing us again. Russia starts delivering S-400s to India. Now, you may remember that India and China are going at it. Anyway, here's more headlines. Two Chinese and 7 Russian warplanes entered South Korea's air defense zone without any notice. See how they're probing and provoking? Okay. U.S. nuclear arms could be deployed in Eastern Europe. No warning, and I just read that one, so I'll skip it. U.S. warns China on actions against the Philippines. China rapidly ramping up its military. Arms race is intensifying across all of Asia. China threatens Lithuania over Taiwan office opening. China is getting very, very, very belligerent. I think they're getting ready. Larry and I can talk about that. Chinese prof performed genetic research on monkeys for the PLA. Now, folks, if you haven't figured out by now that China and the UN are deeply involved in this Charlie Victor and the jab and what's in it, then you got a problem with your thinking, because this has been in the works for many, many, many years, and we have all the documents to prove it. So they can, people like Fauci and the rest of them and Bill Gates can lie through their teeth. It doesn't matter. They did leave a paper trail which betrays everything they are telling you. NATO chief, alliance watching Russian troops near Ukraine. Russia to continue integration with Belarus. Putin slams West actions in the Black Sea. By the way, didn't we just have another missile cruiser go into the Black Sea, Larry? That's going to provoke.
Well, it looks like all we can do is provoke. I was listening as you were reading that, and it seems like everything you're reading coming out of about China, the Chinese military, the Russian military, the North Korean military, the Iranian military, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all we hear is real stuff. But guess what? On the other side, NATO watches. U.S. warns. Stuart, that's a clue. They're fools.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the Bible is very, very clear, folks. Prophecy is very, very clear. America goes down. America gets invaded. People from within that have crossed our border. Fifth column military operation. You go into a country, you take up residence, and when the time comes, you get out your arms, and you attack from within, and then they attack from without. And that's where we are right now. Putin slams West actions in the Black Sea and says these moves go beyond boundaries. And he warned before, I do have red lines, and don't just think I don't. EU, winter crisis, Belarus cuts electricity. Russian gas to remain off until March. Putin says West taking Russia's red lines too lightly. Russia could wipe out Ukraine's entire military in 50 minutes. What do you think about that one, Larry? I think they could do it less than that, actually.
Oh, it wouldn't. When they decide to go, it won't take any time at all. And I tell you what, and I was listening, and this is my comment, and you were talking about the Chinese and et cetera, the UN and WHO and all of those people and Charlie Victor. Well, we sure can't leave out Fauci. I mean, speaking of Fauci, Dr. Peter Navarro in the War Room the other day has the data that Fauci is the go-to man for the Charlie Victor, even though China worked with it and created it. Fauci paid for it, so you can't leave out the American New World Order government and those with, like, CDC and the NIH. They're all implicated. We killed ourselves.
Yeah, they are. And that would go along with biblical prophecy and the evil that comes out of the United States at the end. We started as a godly country, but we have turned our back now upon the Lord, and we have become very, very evil. And the CIA and all these other outfits are taking America down to its total destruction. And I know these people think they're going to go down into their little hidey holes under the ground and they're going to survive and then come up and reestablish themselves. That's not exactly what the Bible says. God says, I don't care where you go. I'm going to come down, and I'm going to kill all of you, and then I'm going to take you to a very bad, bad place, and you're going to stay there for eternity. So this is what these people have done. They've turned their back upon the truth. They have embraced lies. When you embrace a lie, then you have what happens to you. You can't get around it. Anyone, let's see, a few more headlines. U.S. nuclear arms could be deployed in Eastern Europe. I think they probably already are. Russia's not going to keep sitting back about this. And U.S. warns China on action against the Philippines. And, of course, China warned the United States, you stay out of our business or else. So anyway, it's just one thing after another about things, and all we do is sit here and twiddle our thumbs. I believe they could take America out, like the Bible says, in about 1 hour. We have no idea of the advanced technology they have in spite of our TR-3Bs and all of this other stuff. Speaking about that, this fellow we're going to have on next week, if we can get him, has written another book, and he's tying together the UFO, Antarctica, along with all these other weird things. Is that right, as I understand it?
Yeah, that's actually right, and he's also appears to be an expert in the past aircraft or craft that the Nazis built and used, and so he's going to be a very, very interesting guest. He's got a lot of, he's a guy that's a avid researcher. He's a retired U.S. Air Force pilot, and he's a very versatile guy. He's really dug into a lot of stuff. Matter of fact, oddly enough, I wound up meeting with him, and recently had Thanksgiving dinner with he and his wife, Darnette and I, and another friend of ours, and we really shopped some tales that would have made a real good radio show.
Probably should have recorded it. Yeah, well, here's a few more things. Putin, West escalating the situation in Ukraine, providing Kiev with lethal weapons. 30 Russian Army tactical battalions are now on alert. So they could take over real quick. I mean, what is it, 25 miles from the border to Kiev? When Kiev falls, the rest of it goes with it. And here's another warning. We need to deliver capabilities sooner and faster. Top U.S. Admiral insists America and its allies need to step up their game against China as it bulks up its military force at a very accelerated pace. So there you go. These are warnings. U.S. not as advanced as China and Russia on hypersonic tech, Space Force General warned. What else you got, Larry? Oh, here's one other. Pope says it's time to divide Israel. There you go. Another warning. What else you got, Larry? We had a minute and a half left.
Yeah, that's odd. That comment is really, really odd with the timing. Because it almost is part of a time clock, and that just dovetails into a report that came out. I told you about the other day. Steve Quayle sent a recent, last couple of days, he put out an alert on Genesis6.com, and this is the alert. He said, we are now much further down the prophetic timeline than most of humanity thinks. What do you think?
I believe that 100%. They have moved everything up. I think they're afraid that if they don't do it now, and they'll use whatever method they have to bring in their new world order. And they could care less if millions, billions of people die. In fact, that's what they want. So here we go, folks. Here we go. And it's just too bad that it has come to this, but I don't know what anybody can do about it at this point. We sat back and twiddled our fingers, you know. So anyway, take care. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And have a great weekend, everyone. That probably may be our last Thanksgiving we just had. Anyway, enjoy yourselves. Heads up. Take care. Remember, the Lord protects those who are his. Good night.